This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Micrometer has been a friend of the farmer since way back when Eisenhower was in the White House, since 1955. Yeah, it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by American farmers and trusted by American farmers. Now, 65 years later, because of their full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. If you have a problem measuring the flow in your irrigation system, they have a solution. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. You can find out more and you can order by going to their website, micrometer.com/ag. Micrometer.com/ag. Oh, and by the way, for a limited time only, when you order a flow meter from Micrometer, you can get free shipping for it just by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. Go to the website, Micrometer.com/ag. That's MCCROMETER.com/ag. Natural disasters are on my mind today as I join you on the Midwest Digest after all weekend long, watching those images come in across the social media from Nebraska, where the very vigorous flooding has been taking place, record-breaking floods in many communities. And farmers sharing the story time after time of how their operations have been impacted. Some grain destroyed into grain bins because of the high water. Some loss of cattle, to be sure, out there. And some very much unanticipated ramifications of the flooding. The fact that rail cars with ethanol can't be taken away from some of the processing plants, that means the plants can't continue to produce the byproducts that are needed to feed the cattle by some of the feedlot operators. Fortunately, there has not been much loss of life, but there has been some. And around Columbus, Nebraska, they continue to mourn the death of James Wilkie, celebrating his life because he was always one of the first to go help someone else, they said. The 50-year-old farmer there went out into the wind and rain the other day on his tractor to rescue a motorist reportedly stranded in the water. And as Jim crossed the bridge over Shell Creek, just a little bit north of the city of Columbus, on his tractor, the bridge gave way under the weight of the tractor and Jim was thrown into the water. His body was found 9 hours later downstream, actually close to his farm. Jim's cousin, Paul Wilkie, said Jim was a person who wouldn't just talk about making things better. He'd do it. Also on our mind, in the terms of natural disasters, today is the 94th anniversary of the most deadly tornado in American history. Yeah, on the afternoon of March 18, 1925, the Tri-State Tornado, as it was called, roared out of Missouri across southern Illinois. It sped into southern Indiana at 73 miles an hour. By the time it was all done, after 3.5 hours, 698 people lost their lives, the deadliest tornado to ever occur in our nation, a reminder of the power and the potential destructive nature of twisters this time of year. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Micrometer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.